Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're talking about your financial freedom. Well, today we're going to talk about your psychological freedom. I've been thinking about this and thinking about it, just wanted to think about how to articulate it in a way that would do some good other than just complain. And I think I've got something that makes some sense here, so I'm going to experiment with it and hope that you guys enjoy it. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put forth a hypothesis that everything in life is backwards, that life is really oxymoronic, that what you believe to be true is more times than not, not true, and that human judgment is so errant, it's so impossibly wrong that most of you will never accomplish what you really could accomplish in life if you would just change the way you think. And I'm looking at it now, and I'm looking at just oxymoronic things that make no sense at all. Let's cover a couple. First of all, we witnessed a gentleman, black gentleman, murdered on a video. Cop did it. Everybody knows it. And yet, for some reason, everybody knows it isn't good enough. And for some reason, it creates a riot throughout the entire country. Why? Because I don't know what it feels like to be a black man. Well, let's think about this for a second. Where are they going with that argument? Where is their logic leading them? Because anything and everything that they could do that would make it so where cops wouldn't kill black men, brown men, white men, yellow men, any kind of red men, any kind of any color men would be a good thing. Makes sense. I'm 100% for him. By the way, just if you want to know my political affiliation, I'm a financial conservative and a social liberal, which means that I thought that was just a terrible thing, and I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody, including myself. And so I would be for anything and everything they do that would take that power away from police to have the power to kill you. They had him down. They had him handcuffed. They had four cops on him. I don't care how big, mean, bad that dude is. They could have tasered him. They could have done anything. They didn't need to kill him. All right, now we got that out of the way. What good are they doing? What logic have they come to? They've come to the logic they need to get rid of police. Now, let's think about this. Thousands and thousands of black men are killed every year, mostly in liberal cities. They don't want to admit that. They never bring that up. They just want to talk about the four guys that got killed by the cops. They don't want to talk about the thousands being killed by other black people. So the logic is, we'll get rid of the cops. If we get rid of the police, then we won't be tread upon. Except that what's going to happen is exactly opposite. Can you not see the logic here? Everything they think is completely backwards. That's why they are poor. That's why they are ignorant. It's because they can't think straight. If you get rid of the cops, can you imagine what's going to happen to minority communities? It's going to be a war. You're going to see robbing and rape and murder go up. It's not going to go down. Man, that's just one. I'm just starting there. I'm just getting started there. There's no logic to that whatsoever, right? They need more protection, not less protection. So what else do you get backwards here? We are sitting here in what I would consider one of the most profitable generations that we'll ever have seen in the history of the United States. Unemployment was the lowest it ever was. Minorities had the lowest unemployment they've ever had. Minimum wage is up. Cost of living is down. Inflation is down. Interest rates are down. And the average income is up. Everything you would want to be going on in your society for people as a whole to be happy. So what do? We completely destroy the economy on based on what reason? Based on some people died and are going to die, and maybe more people will die. Except that for the last umpteen million years, people have been dying. They have been dying in numbers that are in excess of anything that you'll see this year. And yet no one tried to shut down the world because of it. Let's put this in perspective. If you were born at 1900, by your 14th birthday, World War I started and ends on your 18th birthday. 22 million people died in World War I. 22 million people died by the time you're 14 years old. Later that year, the Spanish flu epidemic hits the planet and runs until your 20th birthday. 50 million people died of the Spanish flu. Whoa, we're at about 108,000 right now, guys, in the U.S., about 400,000 in the world. And we're talking 50 million people died of the Spanish flu in just 2 years. On your 29th birthday, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%. World GDP drops 27%, and that runs until you're 33 years old. The country nearly collapses along with the world's economy. By the time you turn 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. And don't try to catch your breath. On your 41st birthday, the United States is fully pulled into World War II between the 39th and 45th birthday. 75 million people die at war. 75 million. Smallpox was an epidemic until you were 40, and it killed 300 million people. At age 50, the Korean War started. It only killed 5 million people. And it went till age 55. Your entire life, you had the fear of polio, which you saw many of your friends and relatives die or paralyze from. At age 55, the Vietnam War started and doesn't end for 20 years. We're at war over nothing, a swamp. Where's the logic in that? 20 years of war over a swamp. And now we've been at war for 10 or 20 years over in Iraq, over desert. Places no one on this earth really even wants to live. And yet we killed another 4 million people over there. We've lived our entire lives under the fear of nuclear annihilation. By age 62, we had the Cuban Missile Crisis. And we had missiles pointed at us. Think of this, folks. Think of how tragic an adult person's life has been. Now, let's think oxymoronically. I'm a kid born in the 80s. Wow. What tragedy have I lived through? 9/11. That's it. I'm upset because they're making me stay home, watch TV, and collect unemployment checks. Wow. What a tough life I have. When you think about this, folks, the kids that we have today have never seen any adversity at all. They have the silver spoon shoved up their mouth, and they just have no idea yet who's out in the street throwing bricks at windows of businesses that have been supporting them since they were in diapers. Who? Those same brats. Those same ungrateful brats that you call your kids. It just doesn't make any sense. Why did we give them everything we gave them? Be right back with the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Yeah. Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today I'm talking about the fact that life is backwards. Life is basically oxymoronic, and the average person doesn't understand that, so almost everything they do in life is the wrong thing to do. I've already discussed how socially right now we've got all kinds of backward stuff going on in our society, and I think you can look at it and realize that I'm right. This is just insanity what's going on right now. The very fact that we shut down all the businesses in this country just blows my mind. I'm out and driving around. I have been the entire time, even when they first started the shutdown. And I made it a point to go from store to store, to business, to restaurant, just spend my time constantly looking. And what I found was that nobody was wearing masks. And it just as soon as you could let people into businesses, they were going into businesses. And, of course, I live in Houston, Texas, so I have no idea what's going on up there in New York. I have no – what are you guys doing to each other? I mean, you got to be doing something strange up there to be getting all these people dead from something that nobody else is dying from. And you say, well, there are people that died in Houston. Yeah, like 8, 10 people? What, 100? Where? I don't even know somebody who knows somebody who died from COVID, right? It's just amazing. And yet we shut everything down in this country. Again, just backwards, oxymoronic. People are going to die. I just read you an article about all the millions, hundreds of millions of people that have died. And yet we shut everything down. Well, now I'm going to take this down into the more of the micro, more of the stuff you can use on a day-to-day basis, and talk to you about the fact that running a business and or your family or just about anything you do, your fitness, is oxymoronic. It's backwards. And I'm going to start this with a story that is an interesting story. It's called something they do in the Marines, the Green Beret, I believe, with drown-proofing of someone. And what they do is they bind your arms and they bind your legs and they throw you in a 9-foot-deep pool and see if you can survive for 5 minutes. Most Marines don't make it. Probably 90% don't make it. Because why? Because you can't hold your breath for 5 minutes. And what happens is that most of them end up passing out. And some have even drowned, by the way. Some have even died. But they pass out, they get water, they pull them out, and they flunk them. The real secret to the story, though, what's important about it is that the ones who survive think oxymoronically. They think completely differently. Because the way you survive the struggle of life is to not fight the struggle of life. Those people out there in the streets are fighting over nothing, because even if they win, the only thing they want to have is to have their own business, to have their own money, to have their own family, to have their own life. They're destroying the fabric of a society that they really would want to have once they grow up. Just backwards and stupid. These are dumb people. So what we're talking about here is that the way you survive this marine drowning, is that you go completely limp. The first thing you need to understand is the harder you struggle, the more oxygen you use, and the quicker you run out of air. So the first thing to do is go completely limp. Use as little oxygen as possible. Your body will naturally float down to the bottom of the pool. Don't struggle. When you get down to the bottom, use the bottom of the pool to project yourself, propel yourself upward, all the way up as high as you can go. Ah, head comes up out of the water, grasp another breath of air, and then relax. And let yourself float back down to the bottom, using up none of your energy and your oxygen to fight something you can't fight. You can't fight the cops, society. The fact that we need a place that we can go to work every day in peace and quiet and safety that the police provide. But no, we are going to fight against that which protects us. I almost want to cry. These people are so stupid. right? And you sit here and you think about this. Here's a way to survive. Stop fighting. Go with the flow. Grab your air where you can get it and survive. Wow. But that's not what people think. People believe that there is a direct correlation between effort and results. When you are poor, when you are ignorant, everything you do is a one plus thing. It's what we call a zero-sum gain in life. For me to have a dollar, you have to lose a dollar. That's the only way it works. And so for me to get a dollar, I'm going to do something. I'm going to sweep a floor for a dollar. Now, if I sweep for 2 hours, I get $2. If I sweep for 3 hours, I get $3. And the concept is that the more I work, the more I earn, the better off I am. But in reality, that's completely wrong. And it's wrong because of the basic theory in life that there's a direct correlation between effort and results. See, if you were smart, what you would have done was negotiated a price to sweep. And let's say that price is 10 bucks an hour. Now what I would do is I'd go get me 10 of those jobs. Say, but Dale, you can only work one of them. I know I'm not going to work it. I'm going to get a contract for 10 sweeping jobs at 10 bucks an hour. And then I'm going to go hire 10 people at 8 bucks an hour. And now I'm going to make $2 times 10, 20 bucks an hour. And not even go to work. Ooh, Dell, that doesn't make any sense. Where's the linearness to that? The linearness is that I can go out and get 10 more jobs, hire 10 more people, and build that up. But does that continue to linearly work? No, at some point it doesn't work anymore. Because you can't keep doing that. You're going to have too many people to supervise. So eventually, once you've got 20, 30, 40 sweepers, you're going to need a sweeping manager. Wow. And eventually, after you have a sweeping manager, you're going to have someone to do the accounting, right? Let's say you have 100 sweepers, now you have a sweeping manager, now you need an accountant to cover all the payroll and take care of all the stuff. Otherwise, you'd be busy day and night just doing the accounting for all that work. And then eventually, you're going to need a salesman. Because you need work for your 100 or 200 sweepers. And so you're going to need to build in sales commissions into the job. And so you maybe have to negotiate a higher price on what you're sweeping for your sweeping, or you have to negotiate lower wages for your sweeping. But you can't linearly just keep growing. I found this to be true when I owned houses. I had one. The next month I go, wow, that was really neat. I bought three more the next month, and I had four. Next month after that, I go, that's really cool. So I bought five duplexes, which was really 10 units, but it was really 10 houses. Five duplexes, 10 houses, 10 doors. And I go, wow, that's even easier. Having them all together, this is really cool. But it wasn't linear. It changed. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we're talking about how backwards our society is and the way people think about life is completely wrong and backwards and how that is holds people down. So I'm going to come up with a few more points that will clarify this. To start with Einstein. Einstein said something I thought was very interesting. You can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking the problem was created at. Because why? Because how you see the problem is the problem. And when you look at the people in our society right now that are rioting, you look at the people that are telling us not to go to work and to shut down our businesses. Let's think about this backwards. Do the people in the government still have jobs right now? Yes. Are they still getting paid right now? Yes. Is the doctor Fiducci or whatever his name is, that's head of all this stuff? And you say, Del, why don't you know that guy's name? Because he means nothing to me. He is just as stupid as everybody else. Why? Because he wants to shut the world down for sick people. Doesn't make any sense. But in his world, it does, because he's getting paid. Now, if they'd stop paying him and send him home and make him sit at home and not get paid, we'll see how long he keeps thinking it's the right thing to do. But he's getting paid. The government, everybody working for it, is getting paid. Everybody, the mayors and the judges that are shutting everything down are getting paid. Everybody out there that says shut down is getting paid. Why are the people that have nothing to lose able to hoard over the people that have everything to lose in our society? Doesn't make any sense. The people that need police protection the most don't want police. Why do people not understand basic human facts? Because of the level of thinking. You can't solve the problem at the same level of thinking the problem was created at. And you have ignorant people thinking ignorant stuff. And you're not going to change their mind because they've got ignorant arguments and other ignorant people to back up their ignorant arguments. And the thing is that it just doesn't make any sense. Let me give you some examples. I could go on all day on this thing. Let's talk about trying to lose weight. Oxymoronically, you would think that losing weight is something that anybody could do. But then you've got people over here that tell you that no, people can't lose weight because their body type. They've got a big bones. No, we all have the same size bones. There are different types of metabolisms. There are. I had the slowest one in the world. I still lost weight, gained muscle. So why can people not lose weight? Because they won't realize that everything they believe about why they have weight is wrong. I defy you to take a human being, put them in a concentration camp and not feed them and work them to death and see if they're fat. They will be skin and bones in no time at all. So it's pretty obvious that you could do it to anybody no matter what size your bones are, right? But they can't get it through their brain that the simple controlling of their diet will make a difference. But they try. And you know why it doesn't work? Because of something called the hypothalamus. The hypothalamus in the brain says, if you don't feed me, my brain thinks I'm starving. As soon as it thinks I'm starving, it stops burning calories. My metabolism goes down next to nothing. I get tired, I get weak, I get lethargic, and I shut down. Hence, I start cannibalizing my own muscle as fast as I'm cannibalizing my fat, and I'm not really losing any fat. Or I go on crazy diets, and they don't work. The reality is, the easiest way to lose weight, if you want to lose weight for most people, is to eat 5 meals a day, 6 meals a day, small meals where your hypothalamus never shuts down, and meals that have very little sugar. You know, everything about these carbohydrate diets and these diets and the grapefruit diet, the potato diet, it's all garbage. Your body's made out of protein. It needs a little bit of other stuff, vitamins and minerals and a few other things to keep it working, functioning correctly. In general, it needs protein. And every diet out there eats everything but protein. Think about the food groups that your parents taught you. What was important? Beans and rice, beans and rice, beans and rice. Why do you think all people that eat a lot of beans and rice are fat? Okay? Because beans and rice make you fat. So why don't they just stop feeding their kids beans and rice? Because it's cheap, right? What other things? We talked about the business. You want to go make money, you think working harder will make a difference for you, right? And what you run into is that in life, the effort and reward ratio starts to change the more that you put effort into something. You can't work harder and make life succeed. You have to work smarter. I was talking about when I went up to 100 houses, it got to the point, first I bought them 1, 2, 4, 10. Then I bought a 30-house deal. It was 15 duplexes in one circle, cul-de-sac. And so I had 30 units all together, and then I bought 40 units all together, 45 units of townhouse. I bought a whole townhouse thing. And each time I saw that, If I would have stayed with single houses, I never would have got up to 100 units. And then one day I just got smart and went out and bought 64 units. And then I went across the street and bought 68 units. And I went right next door and bought another 88 units. All of a sudden I had 132 units. And I did it all in about a year, year and a half, whatever it took me. And it just, it was like, and now I had people to manage it and I didn't have to do any work. I had a manager, maintenance guys. Everything was in one place. Got rid of all my houses and go, man, now I got nothing to do. Isn't that amazing? And I thought I was there. And so when you look at what you're doing, most stuff in life has diminishing returns. You are going to have to change what you do to get more success. You're stuck where you're at because you continue to do the same thing. To believe that you can do the same thing and get a different result is the definition of insanity. And yet our society is just filled with people full of insanity. So let's talk about some places where diminishing return. Control. The more you try to control life, the less you can control it. The less in control you'll feel. So if you hoard your money and you watch every penny and you control your expenses and so forth, you really start to think, okay, I'm safe. I'm saving everything. Until somebody comes along and takes it all away. Then you have nothing. You have not learned to do what is important, which is to earn money. Saving and hoarding money isn't going to retire you. Replacing your income with multiple streams of income, where if you knock one out, there's still five others out there working for you. That is going to retire you. But it's oxymoronic. You're thinking, no, work, 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 save, 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 save. And that's going to get you there. But it won't. Freedom. The more you want freedom, the less freedom you have. Because now you are in this thing where you're limiting yourself. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go into this business because there's too much regulation in that business. So I'm limiting myself. I don't want to go to an apartment because there's these limitations. There's these laws you have to follow. Right? So it's oxymoronic. That which you crave and thrive for, you don't get. Whereas the more businesses I own, the more stuff I have going on around me, the more activity there is going on around my life, the more abundance I have. There's an old saying, if you help enough other people get what they want in life, you can have whatever you want in life. That doesn't make any sense. People tell me, Del, that's a lie. I help somebody once. Yeah, once you help somebody, but once isn't enough. You go out there and produce one good, clean housing unit in this in our society, and you've done something worthwhile. Now somebody has a clean, functional place to live at a fair price. Good for you. You've done one. Do it 1,000 times. Guy I had on yesterday, 6,500 units he's a part of. If you help that many people, you're going to have an abundance. But you have to have the abundance mentality to get there. You can't believe that if I get a dollar, the only way I get a dollar is to take your dollar. It just doesn't work that way. Business doesn't work that way. Relationships don't work that way. Happiness doesn't work that way. You know how you get a smile from somebody? Smile at them. Once I learned the secret of obtaining smiles, it changed my life. Just smile. And people will smile back. We'll be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Del Wamsley on Designing a Lifestyle.
When I was younger, I decided that I was not going to live the life that the average person lived, which was to think I was going to work for the end of my life, save up enough money, and then when I'm old and gray like I am now, try to buy my life back with a pile of money that I had. I said, no, I'm going to design a life and I'm going to live that life. That's it. Period.
Are you ready to design your life? Learn how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been talking about how oxymoronic the world is, how you can't solve the problem that you've created in your life with the same level of thinking that you created the problem with, because how you see the problem is the problem. And I'm going to give you an example of one of these, and then I'm going to share some insight with you. And that is, when I first started with Lifestyles Unlimited, I felt that I had such a powerful message, I had to get it out there, and I felt like I had to personally touch each and every person. And I'd let somebody else try to teach what I would teach, and I'd listen to it, and I'd go, oh, you didn't get it right. Oh, my gosh. And I did that for years, and I was the only one teaching the material for years. It's because I knew that when I listened to somebody else, it would come out, you know, 80 percentile, what I was teaching, either because they didn't have the exact information they needed or because they didn't have the emotional attachment to the material. And so for years, I didn't let it. Now, when we started growing and we went from to Houston to Dallas to San Antonio to Austin, now we're in Phoenix and we're all over the country. In fact, we have seminars everywhere, all over the whole country. Something happened. I had to let somebody else teach the material. And luckily for me, I let a gentleman by the name of David Fisher come in and teach. And David watched me do the seminar 16 times. He tape recorded me. He set up PowerPoints. And be honest with you, pretty soon he was able to do the presentation as well as I could. And then eventually, as I got tired of doing it, he got even better at doing it because he was hitting his prime. That was what I needed. That was the kind of reverse thinking that I needed to see, that I didn't have to be there. Then I realized something else. We needed more people than David, so we're right back to the point that only David and I are good enough. So what do? We had to go out there and say, you know what? Is it better that we touch 500,000 people a year and they get 80% of the quality of the seminar they got from David or I? Or is it better that we just do the 100,000 David and I can get to? And we came to the conclusion that even if only 80% of the result came from each seminar, the fact that we could do 5, 6, 8, and 10 of them at a time was much better. And because of that, we started our national program. One of those people that stepped up to take on that national program and to teach that class was a gentleman by the name of Lee Reeves, who is with us today. Lee, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Dale. I really appreciate being on.
How did you get up the guts to stand up there and do my show?
Let me tell you, you're a tough act to follow. David, I didn't know how many times that he had seen your seminar, but I clocked in at eight times, and even still, it is so much information packed into 2 days that it really is hard to duplicate. Fortunately, we still have the slides and the books, and you know, what's different from presenter to presenter really is the stories that we have. I mean, you talk about how you got into your first real estate deal. I talk about that as well, but it's not your story, it's a different story. And I know David does the same thing, and Greg Scott is one of our presenters, and he does the same thing. And so what I think people leave with, a lot of people, you know, take the course more than once. And what they leave with is, huh, so the information is the same, but they're coming at it from a different perspective. And I think people really get a lot out of that, because what they're left with is, okay, the plan works, the map works, but everybody starts at a different point. And how did they get to Disney World at the end of the map, right? And the map works regardless of where you start. And that's the big thing people leave with. But yeah, to follow your point, it's a lot of information to convey in a two-day format.
So where are we going with this now, since you're one of the national presenters and we've got stuff since COVID? We haven't been able to go live anywhere. How have we been dealing with it? How have you guys taken that on?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we went to the web, right? We went to live streams and webinars, and that format, I think, is I prefer the live format. But for people that can't get out of the house, or they've got work commitments or family commitments or religious commitments, it does give them a view. And we have not slowed down during this whole COVID thing. And to that point, actually, I do want to mention that we have a live stream 2 day this weekend. That's June 13th and 14th. That's live stream on the weekend. And then starting next Tuesday, we are doing a special 4-part evening version of the 2 day. And it's spread between Tuesday, Thursday, and then another Tuesday, Thursday. And that has proven to be, I think, more successful than any of us really thought it could have been. But, you know, it taps into that segment out there that the evenings just work better.
Yeah, I've gotten quite a bit of feedback from people about that, about how they never could come because it was on Saturday and Sunday and they couldn't go to church. I mean, it's something as simple as that. I'll never miss church to learn how to make money, right? It was common. I mean, you hear it all the time. So it really has been beneficial for some people. Other people, it just breaks it up. It's just too much. Sometimes it's too much to sit there for 2 days and feed out of a fire hose kind of thing. So good feedback from that. So what's the next stuff? We only got a second. We got 1 minute left here before we got to go. What do we got coming up and how can people get in touch with us?
Yeah, so I do want to mention free workshops. We have free workshops. We're conducting those by webinar. You register at lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. We have a case study tomorrow night. It starts at 6 p.m. Central Time. That's also by webinar. So that is open to anyone who registers. And then coming up nationally, we've got a single family road trip on June 20th. We've got a multifamily acquisition road trip. It shows you how to buy multifamily. And then we are starting to have meetups again, meetups live in person. And I know we've got one in Detroit on the 18th and in Hawaii on the 28th. Man, I'd love to go to the Hawaii one.
What a good excuse for a vacation, huh? Or a business trip.
That's right.
A business trip.
A business trip. Come on. Get the write-off.
No doubt. All right. Well, Lee, I appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. I appreciate all the work you're doing, carrying the torch for me as I get old and decrepit and can't do it anymore. The rest of you out there, I hope you learned something today. You're going to have to make a change in your life to continue to improve your life. You can't continue to do what you're doing and expect to get a different result. It's not going to happen. And as soon as you can clarify that and start thinking the correct way instead of oxymoronically, you too can have not a lot more money, but a greater lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.